The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now, it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, "Five loaves and two fish." So he gave orders to them, sit them down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish, looking up into heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the two fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments, what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good morning, everybody. Well, it's good to be back with you. I've been away for a week. We were at something called the SEEK Conference. This is now the third year we brought a parish group to the SEEK Conference. The SEEK Conference is a yearly conference run by a group called FOCUS, which is a college evangelization ministry in the church in the United States. We're among 24,000 people. It was split up between three different campuses this year, one in Columbus, Ohio, another in Fort Worth, Texas, and then the third one, the one we were at, in Denver, Colorado. If I'm a little sleepy, I apologize. Our flights were delayed, and so landed in SFO around 11 o'clock, and then finally getting back here around 1, and finally getting back to sleep, so I went to bed around 2 o'clock. You know, it's just crazy, so I'm tired. But at the heart of what SEEK does, and why I see it as a time well spent to bring a team from the parish and to build off the model of what's been so successful on college campuses. Because what SEEK does is that it sends out missionaries into a world, as we see in the gospel, in a world that is starving. Our world is starving. It's utterly clear. See, what we can be fooled is that because we drive nice cars, live in wonderful houses, we all look nice, and we're all well-fed physically, our world is starving. See, this is why our Lord knows this. He says, as he looks at the vast crowd at 5,000 men and looks out with pity for them. Why? Because they are hungry, they are famished, they are desperate. You know, one of the many talks, it's all of the who's who in the Catholic world, and there's tremendous great things happening in the church in the United States today, which gives us tremendous hope. But in particular, young people are starving. Again, look at the stats of how they report how much anxiety and loneliness our young people of this generation are feeling. I mean, there are many issues, but we don't have time to get into that today, the reasons why. And why we brought a parish team and what the vision that I hope to build as part of our parish here. That St. Mary's is meant to be a food bank. Yes, we do have a food bank where we hand out literal food to families. You talk to Don Kirk about it. He leads it. Oh, but here at St. Mary's, we're called, as we hear in the first reading, this is the heart of what the human heart desires. We're starving for love, authentic love. People are searching for the Father's love. Yes, they may not be able to articulate that, because they can, again, the world does the world say, money, power, honor, pleasure. But we all know that is a lie. It doesn't satisfy the deeper hunger of the human heart, which is why the richest people are some of the most miserable. They don't get it. Like, why am I so miserable? I have everything. Well, because we weren't made for everything. We were made for someone. At St. Mary's, we are called to bring Jesus to all those that we encounter. And once we bring the 5,000 here, we feed them with the bread that came down from heaven. My friends, upon this altar is the answer to the hunger of the human heart. And we have to draw as many people here. This is the answer. It's that simple.